It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is May 4th, 2018. I tried to record one last week with a new mic I had purchased, and it just completely sounded like crap, and I have not had time to kind of go back and revisit it and see if it's the mic that's bad, or if it's how it's recording on the phone, or if I just got to return the stupid thing. So, but this is back to my normal recording setup for now, because I know it's reliable. So, a couple nights ago, I discovered that there was a weird issue happening with my laptop. And last night, I dug into it a little bit more and realized that my virtual machine that I use for a lot of my development, which runs Windows, my laptop is a Mac, decided not to work anymore. So, I was like, well, not a problem. I got a backup. So, last night, I was going to try and load off my image that I make every... not as often as I should, but close enough to where it would work and not be a big deal. And I could not get it to update on me. Or boot off of that. So, okay, fine. I'll do another image. Let's see if I can't at least get this so I can boot and move on. That isn't booting off there either. And now is starting to drive me crazy. So now I'm at a crossroads of, do I drop the money and get a new hard drive, or take it in, let someone else deal with it, or what do I do from there? Because really, I'm pretty sure all I really need to do is fire up SpinRite, run across the drive, mark the bad sector or whatever it is causing the issue, and then move on. SpinRite seems to fix weird issues like that, and it doesn't. Pretty sure this would fix it. What I need to do is boot my Mac off of a different hard drive so that I can have 100% access to the built-in drive, and that would give me that ability to run the scan, have it fix it, and move on. So, given I can't do that, I mean, obviously I can't fix it. So that led me down this road of, okay, what do I do now? It appears like most the hard... this is using what they call the M2 standard. Basically looks like a little RAM stick almost. And I'm finding those are not cheap, like $350, $500 or more. So now I'm really debating what I want to do, because that's not a $30, $40 cheap hard drive you put in there. That's a significant amount of money. But on the other hand, it is my money-making laptop. So at some point, you got to make that, kind of draw that line. So that's really where I'm at, I guess, right now. The laptop itself is still functional, except I can't do any work, you know, actual paying work on it. Or even just side work at or overtime type work for my regular job. So now I'm trying to figure out what to do from there. So I guess I have also kind of done a little research on how hard is to replace. And actually it looks like it's really not that hard. I would just have to buy the hard drive. Hope it gets here as soon as possible. Have a copy of the High Sierra on like a bootable drive or something, and then just start using it from there. So it doesn't look like it's overly difficult, other than the fact that I have to do maintenance on something I really don't want to do maintenance on. Or on the flip side, I wish SpinRite would be operational on the Mac. I know he's working on it, but then got sidetracked into his Steve Gibson's GRC, he got sidetracked into working on his squirrel client. And now I'm waiting for him to release 6.1, I think is what's supposed to be working on a Mac. Either that or it's version 7. So either way, I don't have that option at this point. And being I can't get anything to run, I can't get that to work either. So between rock and a hard place at this particular moment. Because if you're a geek out there and have any other suggestions for me, I would love to take them. I have a couple other Macs in the house, so it's not like I'm scratching for, you know, the ability to do not having the Mac, but it's still nice to have that ability to work. That's why I bought a Mac, so I didn't have to worry about this kind of stuff. So let me know your thoughts. Thought I kind of get a little bit of a mini rant off, because problems. So I will talk to you next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.